from a female reporting that she found her husband unresponsive and bleeding from a laceration to the neck area. The caller reported a large kitchen knife on the floor nearby. Plymouth Police and EMS responded, and the male victim was pronounced deceased at that time. He has been identified as 73-year-old Anthony Paluzzi, P-A-L-U-Z-Z-I. The Office of Medical Examiner has accepted jurisdiction, and they will ultimately determine the cause of death in this matter. Preliminarily, it appears that Mr. Paluzzi died of a stab wound to the neck and or other injuries. As a result of this investigation, the Plymouth Police put out a BOLO, a Be On the Lookout, for 26-year-old Matthew Paluzzi and his car, a 2017 Nissan Murano. Within the last hour or so, the Hanover PD located Matthew Paluzzi at 198 Columbia Road in Hanover, Massachusetts. He is currently being held as a person of interest pending the outcome of a search warrant, which is ongoing as we speak. He is being transported, if he's not here already, to the Plymouth Police Department. These are the facts that we have at this time. We'd also like to say that as we go forward from here on out, this does not appear to be a random act of violence. There does not appear to be any threat to the community at large at this time. But this is an ongoing matter. When things develop more, we'll be able to give you more at that time. We'll see what the status is of the investigation that's going on right this moment.
Would this be referred to as a domestic situation? Was he living in the home at the time?
Well, that's part of the investigation at this time, so we'll find out more of that information.
Matthew Paluzzi is not unknown to you guys. I've covered stories with him as a defendant of the past, correct?
I think it's a fair statement to say that Plymouth Police are familiar with Matthew Paluzzi.
Can you say anything about the relationship? Is this a father, son, et cetera?
Well, Matthew Paluzzi is the son of the decedent. Yeah.
The call that was made was that the female, the mother, the wife.
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Have there been anything about what led up to their argument?
No, that's all part of the investigation right now. Like I said, as we find out more, we'll be able to give that to you.
Has Plymouth PD ever responded to a domestic situation at the Paluzzi home?
Well, I'm not going to classify anything as a domestic at this point, but I would say that the Plymouth Police are familiar with Mr. Matthew Paluzzi, like you said.
Can you say anything about his criminal record?
No, I can't. If there is a matter as it progresses from here, if it ends up in the court system, which very well could happen, we will certainly be talking about his criminal record at that time.
When is the last time Plymouth had a homicide?
I'm not sure, tell you the truth. A couple years ago, two or three years ago?
Steve Forrest.
Steve Forrest?
Can you talk at all, Mr. D, about the effort to track him? I mean, obviously, you folks put up the BOLO. He was able to chase him down and arrested and taken into custody in Hanover. What went involved with that? Who was involved, et cetera?
Well, I mean, obviously, the state police, the Plymouth police, I think they all, the Hanover police following up on the BOLO, I think they all did a good job in trying to get the information that they could, getting a description of the motor vehicle and getting him off the road. So, like I said, that's a necessary step as to what we do, and there'll be whatever we can extrapolate from our next step, which is ongoing as we speak, is going to lead us in the direction of whether or not there'll be an arrest going forward.
So was his mother home when this happened?
I'm not sure if I can answer that at this time. I would just say that she's the one that made the determination of her husband in the house.
Was he fleeing at the time? Was there any resistance?
I don't have that information yet.
So the call for the 911 came from that house, though?
I believe so.
Where specifically was he found in Hanover?
I think I said it was 198 Columbia Road.
Is it like a Starbucks or something?
I don't know.
So we don't know if the arrest went smoothly and problems with.
Well, he hasn't been arrested yet. He's been detained, pursuant to the next step in the investigation. So we'll see. He has not been charged at this point.
But he willingly went to police.
I don't have that information. Okay.
In your office, will let us know if that moves to the next step.
Yes.
Potential arraignment.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All right.
Thank you, DA.
Thank you.
Well, Christine, that concludes the press conference down here at the Plymouth Police Department of this matter. The murder seems to have happened down in the Manamet section of Plymouth, Christine, and this person is, it sounds like it's a person of interest at this point, has not been charged with this crime, and it was apprehended in Hanover and is here at the Plymouth Police Department right now, and they were interviewing him upstairs. As the DA did say, Christine, if anything else comes of this, they'll let us know if he's going to be charged. But right now, it's Larry Nelson live in Plymouth with WATD News.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. And just a quick recap, as Larry said, the victim, 73-year-old Anthony Paluzzi, and the person they took into custody, I think he's more than a person of interest. The person they took into custody is the son, and that's Matthew Paluzzi, and that's who they were looking for earlier today. And I believe it was state police that made that arrest in Hanover. It was a female that called the 911 in call to say that Mr. Anthony Paluzzi was deceased, and I believe that was his wife that called in. And they didn't know exactly what was the lead up to this situation, but they did say that Matthew Paluzzi, the son, is known to police. And again, no arraignment yet. We'll let you know about that. And as soon as we know more information about this, we'll let you know that too. But again, they did put a bolo out and be on the lookout for this young man, Matthew Paluzzi, in connection with the death of his father. But that, of course, has been removed. So I know some people were concerned about that with the description of the car and feeling a little bit anxious about that. But again, this man has been taken into custody. He's with the Plymouth Police. We'll let you know about an arraignment and charges. Been a busy day here in the WATD newsroom. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.